Actor Kevin Spacey appeared in a Nantucket courtroom today, facing a single felony count of indecent assault and battery. The charge stems from a 2016 encounter at an upscale bar on the island, where Spacey allegedly groped the son of a former Boston TV anchor. Spacey's attorney entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf. Here's the clerk reading the charges against Spacey, whose real name is Kevin Fowler, and Judge Thomas Barrett setting the conditions for release.
Okay, Mr. Fowler, this complaint charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8th, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on person 14 or over.
Sir, if you're charged with another offense while this matter is open, you can be held for 90 days without bail.
Joining me now from Nantucket is Boston Herald reporter Sean Cotter. Hello, Sean.
Hi there. How you doing?
So, watching the live stream, Sean, it looked like quite a scene. What was it like there, and what actually happened of substance today? What was decided today at the arraignment?
So in the arraignment, Kevin Spacey was formally charged with, as he said, one count of indecent assault and battery. And, I mean, effectively, it's a pretty short hearing. He is charged. He enters a plea. He actually didn't say anything at this hearing, but a plea was entered for him of not guilty. And they released him on his own recognizance with the instructions to stay away from the alleged victim.
Spacey has faced a number of accusations of sexual misconduct. So remind us, Sean, if you would, the details of this case. This, as we said at the top, stems from an encounter at a Nantucket restaurant in July of 2016. So remind us what this particular victim is alleging happened that night.
Yeah, this is the person making the accusation is the son of former WCVB anchor Heather Unruh. And folks may remember that she and the family's lawyer held a press conference about 14 months ago talking about how saying that Spacey had bought her then 18-year-old son a handful of drinks and eventually put his hands down the teenager's pants.
And as you said, Sean, it was a very brief, less than 10-minute hearing today. But the thing that really stood out, I think, was the back and forth about how long the alleged victim here should have to preserve the data on his cell phone. And ultimately, Judge Thomas Barrett ruled that the cell phone data for about 6 months after this encounter must be preserved. And here's the defense attorney, Alan Jackson, explaining why he wants to see those text messages that the alleged victim sent during that period.
This is data that we believe is not only potentially exculpatory, but likely exculpatory for Mr. Spacey. I simply don't want to see any of that data deleted, destroyed, even inadvertently, or in other words, in any other way manipulated.
Likely exculpatory. Sean, what's he getting at there? I mean, what do you think Spacey's lawyers believe might be in those messages?
So what they are getting at there, they spell out a lot further in the motions that they filed today as well. They're basically saying that they expect that that text messages and Snapchats from those days and afterwards will show basically that that the teenager didn't consider this a big deal, and the lawyer says this pretty directly, that his mother is the one who's really pushing this.
We saw some of that, too, in the transcript of the December 20th hearing that went on behind closed doors last month, where the defense was sort of highlighting particular details that it was the young man who had approached Kevin Spacey, that he had allegedly lied about his age, saying he was 23 and not 18, and that he allowed this encounter to go on for multiple minutes and didn't complain. I mean, is this what the playbook is going to be, Sean, from the defense, that this was a consensual encounter and nothing more?
It certainly seems like it. Again, I was looking at those motions that were filed today, and Spacey's Los Angeles-based attorney, Alan Jackson, the one who was there speaking earlier that we just heard, he doesn't really contest that they actually met, that the teenager came up to Spacey, and he basically says what happened was a consensual flirtation between the two.
And how did Kevin Spacey appear in court today, Sean? I mean, you mentioned that he didn't say anything during the proceedings, but he was also surrounded by a throng of reporters as he was coming out of the courthouse. Did he say anything at all to the press?
He said nothing. He gave us a big smile as he was driven away in the SUV that he came in. But other than that, there was no interaction with us.
And how would you describe his demeanor throughout the whole proceeding?
Calm, quiet. I mean, he stood there quietly in the courtroom for a little bit and then took a seat as they went back and forth about the text messages.
So nothing from Spacey today, but he has sort of talked indirectly about this on social media. I want to play a small part of a cryptic video where Spacey portrays his House of Cards character, Frank Underwood, in a video that he posted just last month. Let's take a listen.
If it was all so simple, only you and I both know it's never that simple, not in politics and not in life. But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you? You wouldn't rush to judgments without facts, would you? Did you?
So, Sean, we have this sort of public posting here on social media from Kevin Spacey, and yet we also had this apparent attempt reported by the Boston Globe this weekend to keep things very quiet. We understand that Kevin Spacey had the opportunity to appear at an unannounced mini-trial hearing, a secret court setting, if you will. These hearings are typically used to assess if there's enough evidence to bring charges. Suspects only have a legal right to them in misdemeanor cases. This, of course, is a felony case. So, Sean, there seems to be sort of this tension here where, on the one hand, he's trying to speak publicly through social media and yet also trying to keep the proceedings very quiet and not have to appear in court himself at all. What do we make of that conflict?
It's hard to say. A bunch of defense attorneys who I was talking to about it over the past couple of weeks said that that certainly wouldn't be the strategy that they would suggest.
The social media strategy.
I'm putting out the video. Yeah, exactly. And as well as, I mean, there was a report, I want to say about a week ago, that I think it was the Daily Mail found where he was staying in Baltimore, and he came out and brought them a pizza and had this hat that said retired in 2017. And I mean, there's a little bit of a tension, it seems, between the natural desire of the defense to keep things sort of as contained as possible and it seems to be his desire to speak about it.
There is. And of course, there's the broader Me Too context, and we've got men like Spacey who've faced professional ramifications, but his case is interesting because he's one of the few to actually face criminal charges. So there's a lot to still follow here. That's Boston Herald reporter Sean Cotter. Sean, thanks for joining us from Nantucket.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, is there a compromise to be made over the wall and the shutdown? I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.